It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Good morning, Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. Time to check in with the host of the Midday Show. This guy takes over when we're done at 10 o'clock. Dave Coombs, brought to you by Steinhoffels. Relax, it's Steinhoffels and steinhoffels.com. Mr. Coombs, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I have my mesh underwear on. I heard you talk about Lenny Kravitz's special mesh.
Lenny Kravitz's special mesh shirt. Yeah, that was really funny. Zoe Kravitz. And Lenny got his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So I understand last night you went to the fundraiser that Doreen was at.
Yeah, my first time at the haunted Pfister Hotel, right?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, up at Blue. It was great. So we were there for MS. That was the charity. And I was a Blue tender. And I have to apologize to Dave because I made your first drink. The first drink you ordered was not what you wanted.
Right.
And so when I was the second shift bartender and I said, well, I'll make you a drink as soon as I get back to the bar, I'll make you a brandy old fashioned sweet because it seemed more like what you were looking for. But it was the first drink that I made last night. And so I didn't muddle it. So you did not
I
didn't because I didn't know where all the tools were. I just quickly threw the stuff in the glass and then gave it to him. And then
I think
the
that's
next
against
time,
the law in the state of Wisconsin.
I know.
Yeah. A little too strong for me. So I just dumped the contents of mine right into your husband Jim's glass.
And that was the Manhattan.
You ordered a Manhattan first.
That's
what Jim drinks, right?
Yeah. A little too strong.
But then we came back to the old fashioned.
You still have not had a proper old fashioned.
All right. But second one was good.
I owe you that.
And I tipped you appropriately.
Yes.
So.
Speaking of, let me just talk about that really quickly. We had a contest, Team Rock versus Team Roll. And it was big hair fundraiser. So if at some point in the night, my hair was very puffy. And then they had the heat on up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they turned it off, they said. And it was so hot that I had to pull my hair back. So didn't really have the big hair. But Team Rock right now is winning the team against Team Roll. We had over $2,070 in tips. That was just tips.
Just tips.
And they're not, the final tally isn't up yet. So you can still donate. I have it on my Facebook page if you are interested in donating that. So, and then
By the way, raising money for MS, which was close to my heart because I had a relative that suffered from that for
many
years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Kind of a long story, but for another time. But it was a cause that was near and dear to me.
I understand.
It was very fun. It was very crowded last night. Yeah. But speaking of Doreen Discovers, one of the things that I did while we were in the Dominican that I'd never done before, and I'm embarrassed for a few reasons. One, that I've never done it. And two, that I still don't know what I'm doing after Brandon, Mandy's boyfriend, our engineer, Mandy, and her boyfriend showed me how. I shotgunned a beer on the beach.
And you'd never done that?
Never in my life. I am not a beer bond.
How is it in this city that you grew up in that you never did that?
I'd like to think I have a little class.
Okay.
Look at your face.
All right.
I'm not a good shot drinker. Mm-hmm. I never got into it. So Brandon wants to show me how to shotgun a beer. I will post the video. The video is embarrassing because a couple of times he says, horizontal, hold it horizontal. Mm-hmm. And I am holding it vertically and it is dumping all over me.
All
and
right.
It's just,
got it.
So even though I did it, I really don't think I did.
Okay.
I tried. I discovered. You can find the video on Instagram at DOREENE965WKLH. And I'm very excited about what I'm doing today.
What are you doing?
I'm going down to Wantable. Mm-hmm.
Wantable.
See, your faces don't know what it is.
Mm-mm.
It is a clothing subscription service, like Stitch Fix, you may have heard of.
All right.
But they are local here in Milwaukee, and I can't wait to go see it and find out everything that they
That's
do.
Really
we'll talk
cool.
about that tomorrow.
You'll have to report back to us.
Tomorrow for sure. Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of talking points today. I want to hit on this story. I'm sure you've probably heard it or read a headline somewhere in one of your social media sites. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has yet to decide on his running mate for his independent presidential bid, but he has two people in mind, Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura. In fact, the website KennedyRodgers.com was registered last week through GoDaddy. And USA Today's Nancy Armour with a scathing opinion about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And just talking about the fact that he is a great self-promoter, that the Jets have built their entire team around him, and to the point where, even when it's not the best thing for the team, every whim, every desire they tried to meet.
Right.
And she goes on to say, Rogers is not vice presidential material. That he's allowing himself to be included in this conversation confirms he is not a team player. Rogers is all about Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Okay.
We know that.
Yep.
Words of Nancy Armour.
So I have a question. Here's a hypothetical. So suppose he gets inaugurated as vice president. Suppose they win, and then the Jets go to the Super Bowl. Does that mean that the Secret Service guys would have to gun down opposing pass rushers?
Maybe they would. Like, that's a really good point.
Now, I can't take credit for that. That was a writer in the New Jersey Star-Ledger.
That's good. I like that.
Steve Politti, good job there. But the other thing is, maybe this whole thing was concocted by Larry David because Kennedy is married to Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, last year of the show, Larry David's behind this whole thing, I'm convinced.
Well, wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Also wouldn't surprise me if Aaron Rodgers just did this to keep his name in the
news.
Right?
Or Kennedy, for that matter.
Yeah, so we could talk about him,
Right. So a major quarterback, a major athlete, as a vice president, but look, we've had actors and people like that ascend to the presidency. Yeah. So you know,
well,
who
Jesse
knows?
Ventura is part of that,
right?
Too.
Right, part of the rumors. Mm-hmm. And since Kennedy made this disclosure, I guess then others, including Trump, now thinking about who he would have on the ticket.
All right.
I'd like to take this opportunity to discuss my potential running mates for the 2024 presidential election. I've narrowed down my picks to a final three. They are Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, and that guy from Weekend at Bernie's.
There you go. Oh, AI strikes again, man. AI, I love my AI toy.
AI is everywhere. Yep. It's everywhere.
All great choices.
And the other story that we did not get to today is the Sharon Stone story.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Have you heard about this?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Sharon Stone says she was urged to sleep with Billy Baldwin in order to improve his performance in their 1993 thriller, Sliver. Billy Baldwin says she's just angry because he refused her advances.
Okay. There is audio from an interview she gave, and she's talking about the producer of that movie, Bob Evans, and how he tried to engineer this whole thing.
All right.
He's running around his office in his sunglasses, explaining to me that he slept with Ava Gardner and I should sleep with Billy Baldwin. Because if I slept with Billy Baldwin, Billy Baldwin's performance would get better. And we needed Billy to get better in the movie because that was the problem.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, so Billy Baldwin, he tweets out, not sure why Sharon Stone keeps talking about me. Does she still have a crush on me, or is she still hurt after all these years because I shunned her advances? He added, I have so much dirt on her, it would make her head spin, and I've kept quiet. Maybe I should write a book telling some of these stories.
Okay. Does anybody care about Sharon Stone?
Nobody cares.
Or Billy Baldwin anymore?
Not really.
No. Not at all.
I did hang out with Billy Baldwin one time.
You did?
Yeah, at a Little Feet show. And he was a pretty cool dude, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he was a great actor, so I kind of buy the whole thing there. So
when Basic Instinct came out, I looked like Sharon Stone in the movie. Like at the time, I couldn't go anywhere without somebody stopping me, like at the grocery store or whatever, saying, do you know who you look like?
Mm-hmm.
Uncross your legs for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Like,
I don't know either. Yeah. I think at the time it was.
At the time, I think it is, yeah.
Although I was about 25 years younger than she was.
So have you ever had anybody tell you look like a celebrity?
Yeah. You know, it's really funny. I guess I look like, you know, Billy Graham, the famous televangelist?
Mm-hmm.
His son, Franklin Graham.
That's kind of obscure.
Yeah.
Like, I would never know that guy in a million years.
Right.
But,
Nor would I. No, but go look at Franklin Graham.
No, it's Brian Adams.
Yeah, I've gotten that before,
Brian
too.
Adams.
Yeah, I'd say Brian Adams.
He had bad skin, you know. We got that going for us.
Here's what I think is germane to this topic. Who looks like Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, right, because they're doing the biopic, right?
They are. What? They're doing the biopic.
Yeah,
Who are they going to cast in this?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Now, are you searching for somebody who could be young Ozzy and then older Ozzy at the same time, right?
Probably.
With makeup, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I bet they could turn someone like Jared Leto or something with enough makeup and hair. Into an Ozzy look like.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Christian Bale's always good at that stuff. Apparently, they were discussing this on the podcast that Jack and Kelly Osbourne do with their parents, and they kind of centered on one guy in particular that Ozzy wasn't even aware of.
All right.
Who do you want to play, you guys? You know who I want to play, Dad.
Who?
Bill Hader.
Who?
Yeah, Bill Hader. Think he'd be brilliant.
Who's Bill Hader?
He was.
You know him when you see him.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
Until I show a side-by-side picture, and then that guy's ability to, like,
character actor. He's brilliant. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is.
I love Bill Hader.
I think Bill Hader would be really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if he looks like
Bill
him or not.
Bill Hader as Ozzy. Mm. And, of course, our famous Ozzy quote.
I've lost my mind.
A long time ago. Uh-huh. Dave Coombs, thanks for the time. Dave Coombs takes over at 10 o'clock.
Thanks, guys.
Right here at KLH.